Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
Flight guidance.
No guidance.
We'll need that landing radar by 18,000 with this down track.
Roger.
On the pings.
Roger, I copy guidance.
Okay,
we got data back.
Radar flight looks good.
Roger.
2,000 feet.
Roger. 2,000 foot del H. I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling fine.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go to continue. PDI.
Coming to you live from the ghost-filled Sierra Nevada gold country in Shingle Springs, California, this is your host, John Almada. And I thought I'd bring in a little bit of Istanbul by Night for our special guest tonight. Karen Bergman is a member of our team, a ghost hunter extraordinaire based out of Phoenix, Arizona. And I thought a little bit of mystical music to match the desert out there in the southwest of these United States would fit in. So I'm playing that, and Karen's going to be dialing in here shortly. Been out doing a little bit EVP work on some of the recent cases we've been on. Had a quiet day today. Kind of stayed down a little bit. Here, turning that down there. Actually, that's some good background music. I got to find a proper level here for that. Let me see what I can do with that. And is that going to... I still have audio levels. That looks good. Can you hear me, Miss Karen? I wonder if you're out there hearing me. She dropped off. My goodness, my guest was there and then drops off. So anyway, yes, we had an interesting day here. The rain kind of abated, but those of us with mold allergies, and yours truly included, had a little bit of a headache today. So I kind of lightened up on myself and just did some EVP work. Got some interesting EVPs from our Stockton case. And we got that. Good, Karen can hear me. Good. Anyway, we got a interesting audio capture from the library area right at our command center. I set a static recorder just as we started the initial investigation. Got set up about 11:30. This was on January 30th of this last month. And I got a voice saying, "Help me," very clearly. And it was definitely not me. And I had another one that was a little more risque, but I won't play that on the air. Anyway, we are going to be playing a few of Karen's EVPs tonight and talking about some of her stories and things like that when she dials in. And in the meantime, I'm going to play this little bit of song here for her while she's dialing in. I'll just go ahead and turn this up. This is some good stuff here. Hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you. Well, I think we have a guest on the air here. Is there a Miss Karen about?
Hi, John.
Hi there, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I have all my right. Castle swinging to that song.
Your hips were swinging to that song?
My tassels.
You know, I actually, a lot of people don't know this, I actually used to do photography for belly dancing, and it was just a wonderful thing to do. I'm thinking about getting back into that because it's just a wonderful thing for a guy to do, to sit up front and watch all those hips shaking. And,
yeah, I bet. Hey, I have there's something called teaches belly dancing. You know her.
Yeah, it's actually an American art form all its own. There's traditional belly dance, and then there's Americanized forms of it. And a lot of the people from the Middle East are very disapproving of the Americanized form. So you've never lived until you've seen a woman from Texas in virtually a bikini doing a belly dancing routine to country music. It's a sight you'll never So. Oh, my goodness, I'm getting some sort of audio feedback. Oh, there we go. Anyway, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. A little tired, been working a lot, but doing good.
Okay. We are, let's see, we have been doing some investigating together over the last, I guess what, 4 or 5 months now. It's kind of turned into, it's gone pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I met you aboard the USS Hornet in September of last year. And we had our own first investigation where we actually saw a light in the intelligence briefing room aboard Hornet. And you and I spotted the same thing, and there was like a man, like a shadow standing in the doorway.
That's right.
If I remember right.
K2 hits going through that hallway, yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you... I never asked, what did you get on your evidence from that investigation?
I was very surprised because right off the bat, the first room we went into, within the first few minutes, I did get an EVP, very clear, right next to me, it sounded like. And it sounded like something, it said something about, are you going to dance, I think it said, because we had been talking about, you know, we're the girls, we're here, you know. Do a show, so he must have thought we were going to dance for him, I guess.
Oh my goodness! Do you remember seeing that like flash we had? That remember that?
Yes, I did, because that was right before we saw the dark shadow.
Yeah, that was so strange. It was just like the single smallest yet bright point flash, and we
and
both were looking
totally pitch black hallway.
Yeah, it was absolutely pitch black.
Not totally black, but it was black, because when the shadow came, you noticed it got blacker. That's how we knew it was there.
Yeah, it was right in the doorway, and I identified myself as working in the industry, and I said, look, I'm cleared to be in this area. And the guy, I don't think he really appreciated that. You know, it was sort of a, I had to kind of explain that, you know, well, you're dead, and this has been opened up, but I can be here, and it's okay. And then it seemed to just disappear. I actually walked towards it. It was actually a little frightening. I mean, it was just kind of odd, you know. Didn't know what to make of it until, you know, I got there, and then it was just gone. And a little bit cold in there, but, you know, definitely some good evidence, considering we both saw that at the same time. We got that on the audio, too.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Well,
scary.
This is our first hunting together.
Yeah. That was your first ghost hunt of any sort?
Yes, it was.
I'll be darned. Now, what prompted you to go, you know, that far from home? I mean, you live out in Phoenix, and this was out in the Bay Area here in Northern California. So what got your interest in doing this?
Well, I've always been kind of interested, and of course, you know, when the TAP show, you know, came on, I was all over that, you know, watching everything, all this paranormal stuff coming up on TV. I was glued to every show, and I looked on the TAP site, and that was one of the things they had going, and I was taking a vacation, and I was going out to California anyway, so I thought I would just base my vacation around that, so that was my... first objective was to go there and then go to a few other places while I was out there. But, yeah, that I just thought staying overnight in the haunted ship, cool.
Well, hey, by the way, are you catching any odd noises right now? I'm getting a little strange behavior of my mixer at the moment. Are you hearing buzzing?
I just heard a buzzing. I just heard it like a, but that was it. I'm not really
okay.
Sure.
Trying to catch whatever this is. It seems to be intermittent, and I'm trying not to touch anything. I'm just seeing if it's something that I'm doing. And I'm going to turn off a little bit of software. I think it could be a software thing going on. So just hang on a moment while I take care of that.
Oh, me and electronics.
Well, it's I had some other stuff open, and that didn't do it. I'm going to close down that software there. I had multiple, I was doing EVP work on this computer before I started the show, and I didn't even think about it. And unfortunately, whenever I move the mouse, it just seems to do it. I'm going to just make this work no matter what. Go ahead, and we'll just keep going. Since it's not coming through at your end, I'm just going to go ahead and just keep on like we are good to go. Anyway,
super clear there.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to switch over to I'm going to do something here. Can you hang on just a second? I'm going to pop on a brief bit of music because I think I can just keep going here. Be right back in just a second. We're going to play a 20-second break music, and then I'm going to come right back, okay?
Okay.
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes.
Okay, I'm going to turn a couple of things down here, and let's see, I'm just going to switch off that. Okay, I'm coming in on the other Skype phone here, so normally I would use the mixer, but it's acting up tonight. So anyway, this is a lot better. I mean, I sound good to you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, hey, let's see who we got in the chat room. We got probably a few people. Ghost says I sound clear. Okay, thanks, Ghost. I appreciate that. Anyway, and we met on board Hornet, and then you, we did some of that evidence together. Matter of fact, we had that experience, and you were there with me with all those other ladies when we went into the sick bay.
Yeah.
And had that. That was a pretty interesting experience in there, huh?
Mm-hmm. We had a few.
Yeah.
You recall the bang that we got?
I remember the smell thing, but yeah, go ahead and remember recount the bang thing because I'm trying to remember that.
It was other groups going by, and we were asking for some kind of sign or whatever. And remember, we heard a big bang, and so you and I went around to see if there was anybody else around, and there was nobody else around.
Oh yeah, that was we went through the bulkhead and then went towards the back towards the torpedo room, and there was just nothing. Nothing there, and then we worked our way back, and that's when somebody had an ovulus out, and I didn't have mine on with me, but we went ahead and did some play acting after that, and that's when that smell came through, that overwhelming smell of the chloroseptic, antiseptic smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something. I mean, you got that on audio too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody there smelled it, so it wasn't just us.
Yeah. So and when you got back, what were you thinking when you got back from that? I mean, it was your first time out. What was your initial impressions of it all?
Oh, I just it was fun, and I wanted more. I wanted more. So yes, that's why I hooked up with you, because I wanted to do some more investigation with you. And then I also hooked up with another woman that I met on the Hornet, Sherry, who was in the Whisper group, Whispers in the Shadows group, out of Las Vegas. And
yeah.
I've gone on a hunt with them, and I'm going on another one this weekend with them out in Utah.
Oh yeah, that's that one that what was it? It's not a what was it? It's a I remember you telling me this twice. Now I'm trying to forget to remember the building. It was a it's a smaller place, right? Like a hotel or.
Yeah, there's a hotel that we're going to, and also a train station. We're going to do two.
That's it. Yeah, train station. So, and is that Maury, Maury Moots is going to be doing that?
Yeah, Maury's leading the pack there.
She's good. I think you'll like her. Yeah, I mean, you've hunted with her out in the Mojave Desert, too, haven't you, over there? In
the Armagosa Hotel and Opera House, yeah.
What was that like?
That place is awesome. That place is full of spirits. I don't know if they all stay there. I think some, like Maury says, she says some just come and go, I think, go through there. But from what we experienced and from what other people have, you know, psychics and the people have said, that there are many, many spirits in that place. And it's just an awesome place to go. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
The one lady there, like in the opera house, she painted the walls in the opera house herself, all by hand. It's all a big mural all the way around, of all
yeah.
the kind of characters and people and you know and history and stuff like that. And it's just awesome to see, you know. And it's
so
a really
what?
Neat place out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's like out in Death Valley. It's just at the, it's called Death Valley Junction, if I remember right.
That's correct. Yeah, it's right by the one of the entrances to the Death Valley Park.
Now, what sorts of things happened to you when you were there that you would say are paranormal related?
Well, we had an interesting thing just in one of the rooms that we were staying in. Our K2 meter kept going off on the bed. And it was, you know, we went around the room, you know, checked the whole room. We knew where things were and where what was going off. But in the center of the bed, the K2s and stuff and the EMF meters, they would just go off. And we'd talk and talk, and then they'd go away. And we'd leave the room, and we'd go back into the room. And as soon as we'd go back into the room, the K2 meters that we've left on the bed were just go crazy. And then we'd come in and start talking, and it would stop.
So they were scattering.
Yes, we'd do this a few times. So we actually left the camera on the K2, on the bed, to see what would happen while we were gone. And while we were gone, nothing happened. It didn't go crazy until we walked into the room. And then it was just like, they were all, oh, they're here, let's get out of here. And they were, you know, it was like a scurrying because the K2 meters would all go crazy and then they would stop. So that's the only thing we could think of is that, you know, they'd go in there and be in there while we were gone. And then when we'd come back, they would like run out or something. And that's why the meters would go off.
That's
the only
crazy.
Explanation we could think of. One of the people there, we went to the cemetery. They have a cemetery out there.
Yeah.
And we walked to the cemetery, and as we were going in the gate, LC that was there, she got startled because she saw a man. She turned around and thought this guy had followed us there, but he was wearing kind of weird clothes, and then he just disappeared.
What?
Yeah.
So he looked three-dimensional. He looked like a regular person then.
Yes. She said it was a full apparition that she saw.
Whoa.
Of an older man, yeah. I got a lot of hits on my dowsing rods, a lot of cold chills. We were with, and they call Spooky Hollow area. We were sitting in the hallway, and people saw a lot of shadows. We got a lot of noises, a lot of bangs, just all around us, behind us, and there was nobody there. You know, this was in the middle of the morning, nobody there. We looked around for anybody or anything that could be around, and there was nothing. And we get all these bangs and knocks and a lot of hits on the meters and stuff like that.
I got to check this place out. I've been hearing so much about it. Maury's been trying to get me to go down there, and I've just been trying to find time, and it just hasn't happened. But
you really should. You'd really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just everything I hear about it is just uber haunted, and the spirits there really like the fact that the hotel was brought back to life because that woman that that restored it. Yeah, she did a heck of a job, and she evidently it was like they called out to her, is the way she described it.
Yeah, she was still doing shows, just like once a week. I mean, she's like 80 something and still doing ballet, point ballet. Awesome woman, and she's written books.
Yeah,
and she still lives there on the property.
Yeah, it's just she's really kind of saved the whole town with.
Uh-huh.
She had this this dance background and theater,
mm-hmm.
and she saw that place and it was just knew it was her, and it was her her love for that establishment that saved it, and I think the spirits there love that about her. There's something about that just they have seemed to have a partnership going on, and I've seen a few pictures of it, but I bet it's more spectacular in person.
Oh, it is. It is a really neat place. Also, in the Opera House, Maury and I caught a really bright flash of light that came at us. The others had their backs turned, so they didn't see it, but Maury and I did because we both looked, and she goes, "You see?" I started to say the same thing at the same time. "You saw that?" "Yes." And Sherry and I, it just came like from up toward the ceiling toward us.
Wow.
Flash of light, came right at us.
Was it like an orb or just a point of light, kind of like what you and I saw?
You know, it happened so fast, I really can't say it's an orb. It was just a flash of light.
Wow.
And that whole place is sealed. We checked to make sure, we didn't hear a car go by. There's no windows. Nobody had a flashlight on because I asked to make sure. Nobody, nothing. And it was strange because it came like from up toward the ceiling down toward us. So that was kind of strange. And what else happened?
Well,
they have these back little, in the back of the stage, on either side, there's this little tiny staircase. One person can barely fit on them. And they lead up to this little tiny room where they kept all their dressing gowns. That's where they changed clothes and stuff. So we went up there, and Maury said that some things happen up there sometimes. So two of us went up there, and they still have all the old clothes and stuff up there from all the old shows and all that, and props. And so we were asking for, some sign and this and that, and we noticed the clothes moving. Talking about the clothes. Sherry thought she saw a shadow in the corner. I did not see that, though. We're looking at these clothes and going, okay, is that really moving? So we're looking closer. And thought, well, maybe there's just a breeze. So we just continued on trying, our EVPs and all that. And we noticed, looked down again, and the clothes are moving again. So we're feeling around, and there's no windows, there's nothing. It's just a stagnant little dark room.
No earthquakes, no central air, nothing that could have accounted for that.
No.
It
happened like three times that we noticed these clothes moving. But I don't think I got any EVPs from that room. And I'm sorry, but all my EVPs are on my other computer, and it's dead. Yeah, so I don't have anything on this computer. I haven't gotten them off my old computer yet. But we did get some EVPs from the Yarmulke. I don't know about the other group yet, so I haven't got anything from them. But I know I had a few. Oh, another thing happened that scared the pants off of LC. She was coming down the hallway, and a man's voice. Right behind her, what did he say? I don't know if he growled and he said something to her. It was right in her ear. Elsie came back. Her eyes were wide open. She was shaking. She was white. White as a ghost.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And, I mean, it really startled her because she wouldn't even go to the bathroom alone. She made me go to the bathroom with her because she didn't want to go down the hall alone again.
Oh, my God. You know what? Everybody's first voice they hear. Yeah, it's very disconcerting, you know. If you see her again, tell her, try waking up to having your feet grabbed at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know? that'll really set your cork a bobbin because that ain't right, you know, but I can handle somebody whispering in my ear a little easier, you know, it's disconcerting as heck, you know, there's like an invisible person sitting there messing with you. But, you know, I think if she just said, hey, back off, Jack, you know, back off. Give me some space, because if you come right back at them, they'll back off. They get kind of freaked out, you know, when people get mad at them. So.
She was just so stunned. It was funny.
She wouldn't go to the bathroom without anybody there. Oh, my God. Oh, that's just sort of bad, you know. I don't know. But,
and we
so,
also did something interesting in the dining room.
Oh,
we
really?
Yeah, because we were all, that's where we met up, and we would sit and we'd have a cup of tea or whatever and discuss what had happened and what we were going to do next and everything. And we all put our recorders out, and we were trying to get EVPs in there because stuff has happened in there. And
yeah.
We got a big bang. I mean, it startled all of us. And we had to laugh because, like, Elsie swore and all that. And we just thought that was the funniest thing because we all jumped out of our chairs because of this loud bang. And we thought it was, you know, the ice machine, you know, dropping ice. But then afterwards we thought, wait a minute, we just heard it drop ice and it's just a sound of ice. This was a bang. So we went and banged on the wall. We banged on the ice machine, and that's what it sounded like. If you took your fist to the ice machine and hit it, it made that bang noise. Actually, probably not even as loud. And we could not explain it, but it was funny as heck because we all just jumped, and we all was looking at each other, laughing at each other. Cause
So there's lots of so this seems to be a feature of that place is these bangs that are happening all over the place. Then it just seems
also,
to be knocking.
We had taken a tour through the kitchen. Oh no, this was we took that afterwards. Yeah, we were going to go into the kitchen area, but the door was locked. So we put my ear up to the door. And I heard, like, silverware noise, and, like, you know, the tinny, like, on a pot, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm hearing noises in there. So we all got our ears up to the walls.
I would have paid money to see this.
You know, she goes, Karen, listen. And I listen. I says, there's noise in there. Something is rattling around in there. So we asked for him to make a noise, and we knocked on the wall. You know, that kind of thing. And I think we got one knock. But we couldn't go in because the door was locked. We didn't have the key. But we did go in the next night, and they have some neat walk-in, like, smoker rooms kind of thing that they don't even use. We move stuff to get to it. Really interesting in there. You know, with the great big heavy doors, you know?
Yeah.
Like freezer doors, you know? It hasn't been in there, but I didn't have my recorder at that time, so I didn't get anything from there. But that was interesting, because I heard noises in the kitchen. I thought somebody was in there, but nobody was in there. The door was locked.
And it couldn't have been a rat or anything like that. It was, you know, the place was pretty clean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all
and they
right,
still
well.
Have the old stoves and stuff like that in there. That was kind of cool.
Well, I've got a bunch of your EVPs here that you sent. You got a bunch of these. One here that's from the attic that says, "My name is Dan." Can you tell us, is that the same area or is that from a different case?
No, that was from the Stockton case.
Oh, that's from the Stockton case?
Yes. That's in the attic.
Oh. And was Dan with you?
No. That was the spirit saying his name was Dan.
Oh, my God.
And the funny thing is, I got that EVP. And it can you hear that it sounds like it says his name is Dan?
Well, I heard something that I couldn't hear the Dan part, but I heard what sounded like a male voice. And, you know, I've got it uploaded, and we can probably boost
it
a bit.
It was very clear to me because my jaw dropped open when I heard that. I mean, it was quiet, so it was faint, so I had to boost it up a little bit. But with the headphones on, I'm saying it was clear to me. And I just, my jaw dropped, because right after that, that's when Renee said she was getting a name, she said, and a name in her head, and she says she thinks it's Dan. She's hearing the name Dan. And that's why I'm like, what? Because that's just what the spirit had said before she had said that.
You probably want to, when you go back, clip that entire sequence with the EVP and her saying that, so we have that for playback for the client. And by the way, what this is about, folks, is that we had a case in Stockton at a five-story community building, and our client brought us in to check things out because there's been shadows seen all through the building, and Karen flew up and stayed up here with us for those few days while we were doing that case, and then flew back, and then she's jumped on this EVP analysis. And the attic area is where a couple weeks prior to the investigation, we did a pre-investigation, and the client's name is Dan also, and he was actually attacked up in the attic and actually kicked and knocked down, and I was also hit with one of the worst headaches I've ever had. I had to get out of there. I couldn't stay in that place. It was just really bad, and there was something in there. Didn't look like men in there at all, and it seemed to be nicer to you ladies, and so that's what's that?
Except for the butt grab Renee got.
Yeah, and Renee, our psychic, she said it a little more colorfully, but she said, I had my, you know what, grabbed. And I was like, what? Because I heard it on the radio, and she's going, I got my ass grabbed. And I'm like, oh my God. This is turning into quite the place.
On all the fun. Jeez.
All right. You know what? I know a couple of fresh ghosts. I'll have them grab you too, okay? It's not a problem. I can work this out. I have connections. But anyway, let's play this. We'll play this and see what we got. And I'm going to pop it at 200% here, and let's see what we get. And we may play around with the levels. So here we go. This is the attic in Stockton. My name is Dan. It's hard to...
Yeah, you can't really hardly hear it.
Let me try it at 400. It'll be probably way loud, and I'll take it down to 100 and see if maybe we'll get the level right. I heard something there. I heard a male voice. Now, when I heard it earlier, and I'll tell you what, we'll post this later.
But it was rather quiet, but it was clear.
I hear something back there.
When I amplified it, I could hear it was very quiet, but it was very clear. So when I amplified it, I was just like, wow. But I could tell because it was, you could hear it on the original.
Yeah.
Something was there that it wasn't us. I could hear it, a voice.
Yeah.
Wasn't us.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't watch these before I sent them up. What I'll do is I'll take the originals and then that you sent me and run a little of my software on them, and then we'll post them back.
Okay.
Along with a blog talk note where to listen to them. But we'll just go through it and we'll hear what we can. There's one here that says, oh, what's that?
Also, John, I'm listening to these, the ones that I got up there, I think there's two different guys up there.
That very well could be.
I think there's two different men, because from what I heard from my EVPs, the ones, there was a different voice. it kind of has like a little bit of an accent. So I have a feeling there are two different people up there.
We'll have to talk with, once we get the rest of the evidence in. I wasn't sure. I knew at least there was one because we definitely got our butts kicked up there. The men were not well received up there by this one entity, and it was bad. I mean, if you'd seen Dan's legs where this thing kicked him, it literally left footprints on him. We took photographs of that.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, and it was just, he tried to explain that away, and it did scare him, and if that had happened to me, I would have been pretty wiped out, too. We were out of there in 15 minutes. He wanted out of there, but I'll give him this. He called him the next day. He said, "I'm back in. We're going to go up there and face this and kick its butt." So, I was like, all right, this guy's got it. He's a good investigator. It was his first time out, and he did great despite the fact that not many people on their first time out get hit and then come back for more. So I was really impressed with him. Here this one says Tiggle, and I had a little trouble with this one, but let's just play it at 100% and see what we get, and then you can tell the story on it.
All right.
Here we go.
Do you know who Dan is? Dan's a member here, Dan Perez.
Now, I didn't. What part was that? At the beginning, or just the end, or middle?
It was right in between when she was talking. It's very.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Says, "Do you know Dan?" And I think it says Tiggle.
Okay,
and
here we go.
Before that, we had been asking, what is your name? That kind of thing.
All right. Let's try 200%, and then we'll just keep going up till we get something. Here we go.
Do you know who Dan is? Dan is a member here, Dan Perez.
I heard something
right after,
just briefly.
Do you know who Dan is?
Right after what?
Do you know who Dan is?
Okay, I'll try it one more time at this level.
And so that's why.
Do you know who Dan is? Dan is a member here, Dan Perez.
I heard something there.
It's really quick. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't understand because it's so clear on my thing, but when I send them, they're not clear.
On Blog Talk, when they're converted and stuff, they don't come through, especially the fainter ones. That's why we'll wash them a bit and boost them up. But let me try it again one more time. Here we go. Tiggle. At 400%. This is going to be a little louder.
Do you know who Dan is? Dan is a member here, Dan Perez.
I heard whispering. I heard what sounded like whispering.
So that's what I was curious because I thought, is Tiggle his last name? So I was wondering if there was any way to. I was trying to do some research and see about any deaths of a Dan Tiggle, but I wasn't having any luck really finding anything. So I'm just wondering if Dan has any like that he could look up.
Well, all I would say would be, we'll definitely take note of it and see if we can find anything like that. It could be Tuttle. It could be, EVPs can be very misleading.
That's very true.
And they speak with sing-songy voices most of the time. So it could be Tiggle. It could be Toggle. It could be a completely different word. Sometimes we'll go back and really listen, and it will be way different than what we had originally thought it might be. And then we got one here, though, that says Attic Unknown.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was saying. I just knew it was somebody saying something, but I couldn't make it out.
All right, we'll give this a try. And is it like after someone's voice, or is it just sort of the beginning, middle, or end?
I don't even remember. There's two of them.
Okay.
So.
All right, we'll try this one here. Is that at the beginning?
Probably at the beginning, yeah.
I thought I heard something. I heard that. It's right at the very beginning, and it sounds like a male voice. It's almost like a male whisper. So, that's a good catch. At least we know we're sure it's a man of some sort up there. Let me see. We got another one that says, "You come back." Were you guys just getting sent to leave?
That was, no, that's the funny thing. That was one of the very first things. But we had, or I think it was one of the very first ones, we had been talking about going other places in the place, like going to the basement and stuff like that. And that's another thing I wanted to mention to you about the one that says, you go there then, or something like that. That one sounds like it has an accent to me. It sounds different than the other voices. It's more like, you go there then, like that, you know, like an African kind of accent. And it's funny because later on, Renee also said that she was getting the feeling that there was a black man there.
And that could be, make sense considering the part of Stockton that they're in. Excuse me, I'm still coughing to... that they are in could very well be, you know, it's a very ethnic part of the city, and so there would be that possibility that that could be very well true. And a number of buildings are connected there, and there's also a lot of tragedy there, considering that you had found that that area had had the Chinese buildings and all that that had been and possibly cemeteries that this building was built upon on top of. So, some of our research indicated that. So I'm not surprised to see we might have gotten something like that. Let's see. So let's try this, then go, or you come back. So we'll play that. I heard that. That was pretty clear. I heard that. Let me boost that to 150, and I'll just play it one more time. Yeah, you come back. And it kind of popped that back on. That was good. That's a good one. So these alone would tell us that there's something going on in that building right there. You know, and then with the captures I've got, which I got, some help me's, some very clear help me's over in the library area where we were at. I think we've got more than enough to tell Dan, you've got some stuff going on here, pal.
And it's really funny because, you know, I'm the more kind of skeptical one. And, even though we went up there and Renee got her ass grabbed, it's still that somebody else, you know, and it's like, I don't know her that well, but I do trust her, but it could have been other things, you know? So to me, not much went on, except I did hear a shuffling. But even to me, that wasn't enough to really convince me that something was there. But then when I got, you know, nothing much happened. But then when I listened to these EVPs, and I'm like, damn, there was something up there with us. There really was. With those voices, that was unmistakable. There's something was up there with us.
Yeah, we were absolutely floored on the first investigation. I mean, it was just... there was myself, I think it was myself, Dan, Renee, I think Renee was there with us, yeah, and Michelle. And it was just extremely active. I mean, you felt energy around you. It was a whole different complexion than what we had on the second time. But I had a feeling we'd get EVPs, even though the activity itself was pretty minimal. But the first time out, if you had been there, you would have been blown away because we were walking right into cold spots that were just unbelievable. You'd walk in and you'd get a 10, 15 degree drop immediately, especially on the floors coming up. And then, although Dan thinks that we debunked one piece of evidence that I did get, we got something growling at us on the second floor, which I caught on EVP from the first run through. So. I'm still going to hold that that's very likely what I caught because it was so – he tried to say it was this door that we debunked it because it was this door, and it sounded completely different when I got home and played it back. There's something going on there. So, we might not have gotten much on video or any, photos, but except we did get a good orb, which I don't really like orb evidence, but this one was a little different than I've seen. It's the kind of orb that looks like a like it's lit up from within, and it's not that kind you just see through. This thing is one of those solid, opaque orbs that you just look at and go, wow, that's not the normal stuff we see. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, pull that and just say, yeah, that's an indicator. That's an indication that something's up there. It's probably one of the two or three times I would actually say on a case, yeah, that's something, you know. But I'm sure we got other things, you know, Spencer, and then I've got the video to review. But
there were three spots in that place that I did get chills, and my rods did cross.
Oh, really?
That I got hit, son. Yes, there were. And one was in the commandery. No, actually two were in the commandery. And it was over by the piano in the corner by the door. And that's where Michelle said the last time she was there that she caught pictures of orbs over in that corner, which I didn't know until after, you know, after all this. The other one was upstairs in that loft by the organ. We had gone up there, and all of a sudden, my rods just went one direction, and then they went woo, and they went the other direction.
Oh, my God.
And then it was gone. You know, it was like something just kind of came by us for a minute, and then it left. And the other was in the ballroom over in the corner, and that was a really strong chill. I think that's the strongest chill I've ever gotten me. It was went right through my chest. Right into my chest. It was just ice cold through my chest, like something had walked through me. It was cold. And my rods crossed. And that's the corner that you said you had gotten something last time, which I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, what we had was me and Renee were walking into that area, and I felt a little odd, and I looked over at Renee, and her face was just looking really stricken, and I says, what? And she says, there's a shadow walking between you and me. And I turned and looked, and I didn't see it, but it was gone by the time I looked, but I just had that feeling. And so we had that on audio, and I was just kind of like going, what? And we were getting K2 activity up the yin-yang all through there, and, you know, we didn't have anything, you know, the second time out, but we had K2 activity just constant, and it was just, wherever you went around there that first time, you felt like you were being followed, and the curiosity about us was really pretty great. So I think this second time they knew we were coming, and just decided to you know, make themselves scarce. But then, of course, we also had those kids in there before, and that was our theory, is that
they zapped a lot of energy out of them. They zap out energy out of us.
Well, yeah, you know what? And I thought it was a sure bet that we'd have more because, you know, we had a full moon and everything, but you cannot predict it. I mean, it's, you know, I feel good, though, with the evidence that we got. I mean, you got some great EVPs here, and you know, I think the rest of the team's going to have some good stuff when we start getting this all together.
I think EVP from the ballroom.
Yeah, I've got one here. It says Ballroom Unknown.
Yeah, and there's one, it was like a sing-songy. I don't know what it's saying, but it's like you can tell it's a woman, and I don't know what it's saying exactly, but it's a sing-songy little voice. And I'm surprised because I really didn't get anything except for that one chill spot. I didn't really feel anything in there. And but the only thing is my recorder is picked up some strange noise that's in there. Some kind of hum or vibration that I don't remember hearing while we were in there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that building. We had such strange stuff happen. For the audience, we had so many problems on the second investigation. Normally our setups go very quickly, and this time out it was nothing but trouble with power, and the building wiring was terrible in this place. But what was surprising for such an old building, the amount of EMF that we got out of there wasn't that bad, considering. But I went to plug in our DVR, and I got a spark shot right up my hand. And, you know, we were 30 minutes debugging and trying to find out what was going on. I finally found the patch panel where the sub-circuits were for the breakers, because they kept popping. And we finally found out it was a bad cord and that was causing the whole issue. And it wasn't ours. It was, the facility. So we managed to make it work and got up online and running. But it was just, who knows what was going on with that. I'd like to hear what that hum was, and we'll see what we have. But let me see here. We've got the ballroom one here that says unknown. Let's try that one and get a story behind that. Here we go at 100%. Was that? It sounded like. Did that sound like that's that where it sounded like you filtered that last part, right?
The last part? No.
Yeah, where it kind of drops, because I heard a voice at the end. Was that what the one you're talking about?
That was Michelle.
Okay. So the first part.
It has that noise. It was very hard because of that noise.
Okay, let me try it again here. Okay, I hear talking. Yeah, I heard like talking in between, but that could be anything. That could be until we run a filter on that. I did hear it before, but I wasn't sure. I thought it was the voice at the end, but now that we know that it's Michelle, we'll have to tag that. So at the end of that, but there was
when I was doing my clipping, for some reason it was clipping farther than where I wanted it to stop. I don't know why.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be having a class. The next time you get out, we'll be doing a class on the software and everything, and we'll get you trained up on that there, my friend.
I was doing pretty good, but I didn't know.
Oh, you did great.
Farther,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's just one of those things. Nah, it's just one of those things. It's as a matter of fact, the whole team has been talking about that, wanting to see, because they see what I do with the kind of filters and things I do. So I'll train you guys up, and then you can show me a few things you guys know too, because there's always something I have to learn too. It's better actually to have too much than too little. That's probably the best lesson of all, is if you go even over a little bit, don't worry about that. I hate the ones where they cut off right in mid EVP and you're going, well, wait a minute. So you did get something there. I just want to wash it and see what we got. Here's one from the attic that says, then go there.
Yeah.
All right, let's try that. Was it the very end there, or was it that kind of knocking noise?
Yeah, it was before that, yeah.
All right, let me try it again. There we go. I think I heard it at the very beginning.
Yeah.
I think I heard it at the very beginning. You got some of that was knocking going on by probably you were handling the recorder.
Yeah.
Okay, so... let's see.
We were just talking about going to the basement. See, we were talking. Do you want to go to the basement? You think we should go down there? You want to leave here because not much happening? You think we should go? And then
yeah.
We got this EVP. Then go there. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Just leave me here. I'm stuck up here for eternity. Don't worry. I'll see you in 10 years.
So I just thought it was funny because it was like, it was, these things that were like answering us. It was going along with what we were doing and saying. So,
it sure liked you guys a lot better than us. I mean, at least somebody got their rear end grabbed and, they were talking nice to you.
But we told them off. We told them that wasn't nice and that we came here with respect for them and they should respect us. And then after that, everything was cool.
Yeah, well, I'm taking you guys along as bouncers for the next one because it definitely kicked our butts,
And, John, I was thinking about everybody, John always brings us group, Scooby Snacks along for our investigations. We got to have our Scooby Snacks before we go out there. That's like our little protection. So what I did was, I brought my Scooby Snacks up to the attic. And I decided to leave my Scooby Snacks there and tell them that they could have them. And it was opened, and I set it down. And later on, when we came back up to the attic, I noticed my Scooby Snacks we're facing a different direction. We're facing a different direction. So I'm thinking that because there were two, I think there were two guys up there, that somebody was still there when we went back.
That, or it could have been a rat.
Could have
considering
been. Considering. Except the candy was still there.
Oh, so it all was still there?
Yeah. Candy was still there. The package had just moved.
Well, that's wild.
Because I checked. I should have, you know, it's a lesson learned because, you know, I should have put a camera on it.
That's how you learn, though. You know, you cannot imagine the number of investigations where I'll try something new like that, and then I miss the obvious, and then you come back the next time. But that's why we do the debriefs, you know, and for everybody out there, standard feature of our investigations is when we go out, we'll go out and get everybody do their thing. We'll run, you know, two by twos, you know, two by two meaning two investigators, two sets of two going out on runs, and then they'll do their thing, come back after 30 to 45 minutes, and then relax. Then we go back on another set and do it again. At the end of the evening, while it's still fresh in everybody's memory, we do a debrief right then and there on audio and have everybody go around and talk about what they have. And that way we've got that report, because rounding up investigators is like herding cats. It's just almost impossible. Getting them there in the first place is an amazing thing. You know, you know, but that's the time you learn. And afterwards, in retrospect, you know, that's another thing that, you know, that we'll take down in the official report when we give it to Dan. We'll also make sure everybody gets a copy of the report, and that'll go in. I'll happen to remember that. You know, definitely when we try to bribe ghosts with food, put a camera on it. You know, especially Scooby Snacks. I mean, Scooby Snacks, that was almost sacrilegious what you did.
Know.
Scooby Snacks are for investigators, man. Zoinks! So, oh my God. I'm probably the only team lead in all of paranormaldom that does bring Scooby Snacks on investigations. You know, would you go in and hunt the Howling Demon for Scooby Snacks? Sure, John, sure, no problem.
That's how you
okay,
get it.
Okay, yeah, here
you
go. That's right.
Scooby Snacks.
What, Shaggy? God. Let's see. Some guy is. What is this guy doing in? I don't know who this guy is in our chat room, but I'm about to toss him out because I don't know what this is about. But it has nothing to do with us. I'm taking him. I'm going to kick him out because I don't need that. I'm booting him because, frankly, he does not. Yeah, so he's just he just got kicked out, and we don't put up with that on our show. So, Mr. Hansen, Chris Hansen in this NBC, you're going to be getting a letter from me after the show about your popping in because you're not appreciated.
That was strange.
Yeah, so I don't know what this is, but yeah. Anyway, we're gonna just keep going on. I just don't particularly appreciate it. Did you see that too? I mean, that was just
nuts.
Okay, so anyway, we booted him out. Yeah, please don't click that link. Yeah, we won't. It's just whatever that is about.
Scary.
Good. Good Lord. Anyway, let's see. We've got Shingle Springs. Yeah, you and I, you've been out to one of my favorite hunts out in Shingle Springs, which is the Shingle Springs Cemetery, and that's an old burial ground that dates back even to Indian days. There's actually Indians buried there long before any white settlers came in and started burying their folks there. So that is a favorite place of ours, and you've actually, you know, met William Palmer, who said, "Pleased to meet you," on one of those EVPs. That was pretty cool.
I love Mr. Palmer. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, and he always has something nice to say when we go over, so he's a regular for us. And so that is just a neat place to go, but they had cleaned it up, actually, by the way, because it had been severely damaged in those storms from back in December, but it's really been nicely rebuilt and everything put back to rights, and we were really happy to see it that way. But You've got three EBTs here you sent in, and one says be right back, another says hi, and another is sing song. So which one do you want to go with first? I'll let you pick on that.
You know, it's really strange because the first one is just is right when I was talking to Mr. Palmer, and it sounds like it said be right back.
Okay. Well, we'll try that one then. Well, here we go.
I told you I'd come back, and I did. I got an EVP.
I heard something back there. Are you sure that wasn't my voice?
No, because you were talking on the phone, so you can also hear you.
Yeah.
So
okay, let me try it again.
This was over you.
All right, here we go.
I told you I'd come back, and I did. I got an EVP.
Okay, I'm hearing what sounds like not my voice. I could hear another voice there. And I'll trust you that...
Soft.
Yeah, I think we'll filter that and play around with that just to see. But that is a catch. I mean, there's no doubt. Let me try it one more time. I just want to really listen to this careful.
I told you I'd come back, and I did. I got an EVP.
Okay, well, I'm hearing something there, so good ears, definitely. We'll play around with that and see if we can get that out a little clearer, but I think you did get something. Was that by his grave?
Yes.
By William's grave?
Yep.
Okay. Imagine, he hasn't seen anybody in months, and we walk up, and then he goes, oh, be right back. I got something going on.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Why would he say be right back?
Maybe he was saying... Maybe it was something along the lines of maybe having nice to have you back, you know.
That could have been because it was very soft, so it might.
Well, now we got one here that says hi and at the same cemetery, so we'll try that one. Hi, here we go.
Something to me, and that was that Thanksgiving, a couple Thanksgivings ago, so.
Now, I didn't hear that. I'm going to try it one more time.
Something to me. And that was at Thanksgiving.
I heard
Thanksgiving
that.
To go,
beginning?
So.
That was at the very beginning, right?
Yeah,
it was like,
beginning.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's just, there was a little bit of road noise.
Yeah,
but definitely that there, you heard, you could hear it. It's takes an EVP ear, and you've got it. So let me, whoops, I was just about ready to play Cops Remix. The darn thing refreshed here. You would have been getting some real music going on. Here we go, one more time. I just want to hear this.
Something to me. And that was at Thanksgiving, a couple Thanksgivings ago, so.
Okay, I heard that, and that's a good one. I like that. I'm going to have to... I'm gonna have to filter it. What I'll do is tonight before I go to bed, I'm just gonna throw all these on and filter them up. I'll throw them out on my website and under show audio. And then what we'll do is post a blog out here for folks to come back and download these because I think they're really good. We got Shingle Springs Sing Song, Shingle Sing Song. So where was that at in the cemetery?
That was in the cemetery. Gosh, I'm not really sure. I think it was over by where I got the EVP last time from a woman. The one near where the tree had fallen over.
Sarah. What is her name? Sarah. There's a woman named Sarah up there.
Because there was one, and I was saying it was so young, and I got an EVP that said, "So sad."
Yeah, there's a baby up at the top of that cemetery. It's a very, the typical pioneer cemetery. You know, you might have maybe, 100 people that have markers there, 90 or 100, and then there's many, many more who were never marked. And so, but there were these babies. There were an awful lot of children are buried out there, and this one they had like 2 years old. I mean, or actually, I think it was only two or 3 days old, actually. It wasn't that old. The baby died, almost at birth. So we'll see. But this one was over by Sarah's grave. And that, and what we were talking about was a tree in the last storm had broken, and her stone is pretty delicate. She was about 70 years old when she died in the 1800s. And what happened was, when this the snow was breaking all the trees around here, including our ranch, took a a real beating here. But the cemetery got hit hard too. And what happened was, that limb broke off. It was a limb about 60 feet up off of just a giant white oak, and it came down and it would have smashed her particular stone to bits, except it came down instead of the end of the branch coming down and hitting, it came down with all the branches. It came down the opposite way, and all the branches were like a crown, and it came down and landed right exactly over her tombstone, and was sticking up like a crown over her whole tombstone, and didn't do a bit of damage to it, which was a miracle. And when I saw it, I was just stunned. I think I've got a few pictures of it from when I went there just after the storm, and it was just amazing. But she probably was singing because she's so happy her stone was still intact.
So I think that was from the same area, and it sounds like a woman, and it's just a sing-songy voice.
Okay, well, here, I'm going to play this, and then we'll take a short break. I've got a couple of private messages going on here. So we'll play this, and then take a short music break, and we'll be right back. So let's play this. I heard the word sing song.
Oh, really?
I thought I heard the word sing song. Is that maybe what is being said here? Here, let me try it again. Huh. That's a hard one. I'm not sure. We'll have to what was it what do you remember of this one?
It sounded like somebody was kind of singing or something, saying something in a sing-songy voice. A woman. It's definitely a woman's voice.
Okay, I'm going to knock it down to 70% and see, maybe sometimes when we take them down we can hear a little more. So let's try that. Okay, I heard what sounded like a woman's voice at the very beginning. It was a few seconds there.
It almost there go the something, there go or something like that.
Yeah, let's try it one more time. Yeah, I'm hearing it. So definitely some good stuff here, Karen. Tell you what, I'm going to take a brief break, give everybody a chance to go grab something and, to do a little bathroom time, whatever they got to do. And we'll play a little bit of Ghost Riders, and then we'll be right back. I'm going to just address what's going on in the chat room here. So we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
In the chat room. Also, before you go, I'd like to have a shout-out and say hi to my friend Vicky and Heather, who said they're going to be listening later.
Okay. And all right. Hi to both of them. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Okay, we're back, and a little bit of fun in the chat room. There's some interesting new things going on in there. haven't seen this stuff before, but just wanted people to know out there who are popping in the chat room and are doing this stuff. We're just a simple paranormal show. We don't have anything to do with. If you've got a criminal problem, take it to the police. Don't come into our chat room and do that. That's just not right. And besides that, I have recorded all the IP addresses, and I know how to contact the right folks and make sure that can all get discussed. So I know the abuse lines as well as anybody else, and the providers can be traced, and it's real easy to do that. So take it elsewhere. You know, we really don't have time for that. I've got dead people I'm talking to. I really don't need to deal with crazy live people. I get along with dead people better, for God's sake.
I know,
so.
Really. They're more
oh,
fun
my God.
And nicer.
Yeah. Well, not there's a lot of nice living folks out there, and the folks that generally get out here, but this is not even paranormal. It has nothing to do with us. So, my goodness, that's just not right. So, I don't know where that storm came from. It was definitely a storm from, here we go again, I am Air. He's back. And, oh, wait a minute. I might have, there we go. He just, I wasn't sure if that came back. Okay, I just hit the wrong thing. The dead are much more fun, John said. Denise in Florida says. Denise, we love you. You're fun to have on. We got to talk to you one of these days, have you on and talk to you too. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, hey, go ahead.
We should say hi to her because, you know, she'll listen later.
Yeah, let's go through and do a shout-out here. Do you want to do it this time?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay, we got American Heroes Radio. We have Brian Wells in 814. Denise in Florida, hello, darling. DML says 614, good to see you. Emerald Rose 7, welcome aboard. Ghosts with a Z, you're there, and good to see you. We have Easy Rider. Easy Rider, I think, just popped in. Hello, Easy Rider. Saw the movie, great movie. We have guest 5015, 5016, and 5029, the three unknowns, the three amigos. And we have Karen Stream, the gal we are interviewing on the show tonight, who just happens to be on the phone with me. Woohoo! So, hey, we've got 14 minutes left. Let's talk about some of the cases you've just recently done and the one that you're coming up on going to. What's been going on in Arizona with stuff you've been up to?
We went investigated. Actually, it's another group that I've gotten involved in. It's called HEPI. And we went to the owner's house, and they've been having some problems with, they think, a male ghost, a female, and a little girl. And apparently somebody likes stealing their food out of the kitchen. They've had leftovers that they were planning to eat and gone to get them, and they were gone. keys have been moved and been missing for 3 days and then all of a sudden show up in a different spot. A lot of activity in the kitchen, it seems like. A lot of pots and pans. Dishes get moved around, banged around. They had an incident just not long ago where they were sitting in the living room and they heard like a bunch of boxes fall down. You know, it was a loud noise, and they got up and looked because that's where they normally keep boxes because that's their business and they ship a lot. But they didn't have any boxes there that night. And they turned on their recorders to see if they could catch any EVPs, and they heard footsteps coming toward them, and they heard them. It was also on the recorder. Plus, they got an EVP that says, "Now that's the way you do it." Just like that.
Oh, that's the one. I remember you sending me that one. We'll have you on again with that here in this coming week. If you happen to be on Thursday, I'll have that one. We'll play that one. That one was great. I heard this, and it was a great EVP. It was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's funny. It's an accent and everything. No, that's the way you do it. So he's a funny ghost guy. And apparently he's attached to the woman of the house, and he's kind of like protecting her, I guess. He kind of hangs by her side of the bed. I guess she gets her foot tugged like every night, so he lets her know, you know, he's there.
You should be taking Scooby snacks now that you know the tradition that's
Arizona really.
Thing now too. If they're doing food out there, you know, take Scooby snacks to them. It's almost a requirement. Well, what else is going on? I mean, what other things is? I mean, you've been on a number of cases out there.
Well, it looks like we might be going out to Montezuma's well. Apparently, there are some spirits out there, and one of the people's in our group's mother lives right near there. And apparently, they've got some activity in their house and on their property, which is like butts up right to the Montezuma's well property. So we're looking at maybe going and doing some investigation at their house, and maybe as close as we can get to the well, that they'll let us, you know, do something if we can get there when people aren't there. And
yeah.
Then we're thinking of heading up to staying the night in Jerome, to the, the Grand Hotel in Jerome. Apparently it has a lot of activity. In fact, the lady that's ahead of our team there, she stays there once a year, and she always gets something every year. So we're thinking of doing that soon.
Now, this well that you're talking about, do you Montezuma's well?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story? What's
the story
behind
like
that?
That place? Oh, it's really a neat place. It's like a big sinkhole in the ground. It's quite large. And down in the bottom, there's water, and it has an underwater, the water goes down through the ground and through this little passageway through the wall of the hole, and it comes out the other side. And it's an Indian place, and they say that the water, you know, does miracles and stuff like that, you know. It's holy water kind of thing. But all along the walls of this hole are in old Indian dwellings. That's where they used to live, inside of this hole. And all their homes are along on the inside there.
Wow.
And it's not too far from Montezuma's castle, which is a lot of more Indian ruins. It's up in the cliffs.
And so what sorts of paranormal things are happening there?
People see apparitions there.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, and sounds, and that's all I know, really. But I know people have seen apparitions, so they say. And maybe also, I think there was some, Indian drums, you know, kind of thing. Have been heard.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So that happens an awful lot. My niece lives out in Colorado, and she just by the way she just went into basic training out in Houston. So I'm really proud of my niece. She's doing her thing for her country. She joined the United States Air Force, but before she did leave there, she was telling us about in Aurora, Colorado, something similar. They would hear Indians dancing, and would hear drums pounding and things like that. It seems to be a fairly common thing, that, you know, whatever the music is doing, whatever they were doing in these ceremonies, it seems to leave a residual imprint, or if they're still, you know, active spirits, they're out there dancing it away, you know? So, I'm looking forward to getting out there this year, by the way. We're going to be going out that way and spending some time, hitting around all that area. We're interested in your immediate area, out the Tombstone and the Bisbee and some of that other, and Jerome.
Bisbee is very haunted. People tell me the whole town is haunted in Bisbee. Everywhere you go, there's something.
Yeah, I there's that Julia Child, or not Julia Child, there's Julia something. Julia Child lived in Bisbee. Oh, yes. Wonderful there. Yes. Yes, the cooking is wonderful. Good Mexican food, yes. No, it's every once in a while, the ghost of Julia comes back through me, yes. It is wonderful, yes.
Now, hunting ghosts with me is a wonderful thing, and I can cook for everyone. Oh, geez.
Meryl Streep. Here comes John. He's going to take your...
Oh, it's wonderful, yes. But just don't mind the killer bees. The killer bees are everywhere there, but it's okay. We have killer bee soup there, yes, yes. Anyway, there's a Julia that's seen in the Copper Queen Hotel. There, that matter of fact, Taps was there, and evidently, this lady of the evening, as we shall say, likes to take married men's feet and uncover them at night who sleep in the room alone. So she has a thing for that. So I volunteer, although I'm not married, I'll volunteer to go in there and face this and put a camera.
Yeah.
On I'm going to
so
do
brave.
It. Well, I'm going to make like I have a ring, you know, that I'm married, and I'll walk in and talk about, you know, my loving wife that I don't have, and we'll see if I can get the same treatment. So when we go there, we'll have a good time. But hey, you know what? We've gone through most of the show here, eventful show, you know, some craziness blowing in from the wilds of craziness out there, and then some good stuff from you. This is a good show, Karen.
I had a good time, John. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I'm sorry we had to start a little later, but you know, your job demands all these crazy hours,
yeah.
And I don't know how you fit it in being a ghost huntress, but you do a good job.
And
Karen represents us down in Arizona. She is GRI Arizona. So for those of you who are in the Arizona area and are interested in, you know, ghostwriter investigations, she's our contact there, and is an experienced hunter now, and somebody we've got a lot of trust in, and she's a good researcher too, and has been invaluable on a lot of our cases. So I just want to thank you for being on, and we'll have you on again here real soon. Oh my God, who is this guy? He's back.
Oh my goodness.
I'm kicking him. Yeah, here we go. Anyway, just kicked him off. So. Anyway, so with that said, we are going to go ahead and call it a night. But if you could send me those EVPs, that one especially, that's the way you do it. We'll get that on there and have ourselves a good time playing that and any of some of the other good catches you got. So, okay.
All right. Thank you, John. Hey,
okay.
For me.
Yeah, well, let's do, without all the crazy stuff going on in the chat room, we have, let's see, After Dark Radio, American Heroes Radio, Brian Wells in 814, Denise in Florida, Emerald Rose, Ghosts with a Z, Guest 5015, Guest 5029, and Karen's Dream. So, and geez, she's like never here. Anyway, so good to see you all, and thank you for being on. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign off with a little bit of Cops Remix, GRI style. So good night, everybody, and
night, everybody.
Good to see you here.
Coming. Bye.
See you later. Bye now.
For a Scooby snack?
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
Are there any spiritual entities who wish to speak with us here at the bookstore? If so, please go ahead and
name is Three Saloon. Name is Three Saloon.
Last one to do when they come for you, bad.
so. Through me, I'm so.
Man, this is Spooksville.
GRI is filmed on location by the men and women of Ghost Rider Investigations. All cases are suspect until proven genuine through scientific analysis and testing.